Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Matt's been, he has, I think a breath of fresh air is a great way to put it. He's just got a very positive kind of outlook on everything. And really in his career, he's been through a lot. I mean, he's been injured a bunch. And I think, you know, our hope was when, like, he is ready to be healthy. And this is the time he's going to be healthy. And I think that's got him in a really good place and really happy to be here and really kind of content and with where he's kind of at in his career. But he's off to a great start. You know, we're lucky to have him. He's pitching at a really high level right now.
You know, Matthew Boyd, who Craig Counsell was talking about right there, was in a dark place when he was hurt and rehabbing on his own. And he's probably wondering, was it for this, my life, I sought? Maybe so, and maybe not. Maybe so, and maybe not. But he fought his way back, Lawrence. He fought his way all the way back. He got healthy on his own. The Cubs took a flyer on him and signed him, and it has worked out better than any of them could have dreamed.
By the way, Craig Counsell will be on the show tomorrow. I'm looking forward to talking with him about his All-Stars, and Matthew Boyd is one of them. We had an incredible interview with Matthew Boyd, and I think it's partially because he's a really good dude and partially because Spiegs did the legwork on this. Like, he built a relationship up with Matthew Boyd and knew his story, so he was able to kind of shepherd the rest of us through the conversation with him. I'm so happy for this guy, and I'm glad that he got a chance to talk with us. So for those of you who didn't hear it, just play you a couple snippets of it. Check this out. This is why he chose the Cubs.
You don't often get to choose. I mean, a lot of the times, even when it is your chance to get to choose, your options are limited, right? But as you get to play, you know, Major League Baseball, and you travel around, and, you know, you see environments like Wrigley Field, and you hear about players who play in organizations, and you play, like, you hear about guys that play like in for the Cubs, and you hear about how highly they speak of it. And, you know, for me, there was always a personal connection to the Cubs. I just loved, my grandfather was a diehard Cubs fan, and he, was just, I don't think I fully understand the depth of his love for the Cubs. But I started to, as I got older and older. And because of his love for the Cubs, I had a love for the, you know, a small love for the Cubs is kind of like, you know, my second team. And when they called in free agency, I was so excited. And it was one of those things where it was like, I knew where I wanted to be, and I'm really thankful.
It's just such a genuine and kind and peaceful dude who felt the Cubs calling as a really, you know, like a bit of kismet with his grandfather.
You described it, and we were talking off the air after the interview. You talked about gratitude with him, and you can feel it. And I think the part that all the Cubs stuff and his connection to the Cubs stuff, I think, is super cool. This is the part that got me. And it's him talking about having Tommy John surgery and what that road back was like for him.
Last year, I didn't get a job at the beginning of the year. I was rehabbing Tommy John surgery. You know, I had a surgery before that for my flexor that, you know, we thought was going to fix the problem. And I just never really felt right after that to kind of sum things up quickly, you know? And, so I came off a bad year, and then, you know, it wasn't healthy. And then, you know, it was clear I needed Tommy John, and then, you know, wasn't able to get a big league deal. So, you know, last off season, I had the perspective of watching from home, and it was one of those things where it's like, you never know if you're going to get an opportunity. And now my belief in what I know I could do never wavered. You know, I was like, if I get the chance to have a ball in my hand, I know exactly what I'm going to do, and I'm going to prepare like crazy. But I had to try out, essentially, and you never know if you're going to get that deal. So, I'm grateful. I believe my best baseball is ahead of me. I believe that, you know, I have more than a couple of years left. I want to play, you know, much longer than that. I'd love to play into my 40s. I don't know if I'm going to be granted that opportunity, but I do have a ton of gratitude for where I am today, knowing that it all can be gone very fast. And to get to wear a baseball uniform, not to mention that Cubby blue with the pinstripes, man, it's something that, you know, I only could dream about as a kid. So, you know, that's kind of what plays into that.
Glad you wanted to relive this a bit, Lawrence, and just sit in that headspace. It's such wonderful headspace. Good for him. You know, he's old enough at 34 right now to realize how fleeting this stuff can be. These are the most starts he has made, 18 this year, since 2019. So since he was 28 years old, since then, it's been a battle and a slog to not be able to make his way through a full season. So we hope his rebuilt arm can carry it forward this year.
Yeah, and there's a couple more things here that we want you guys to share. Like, this is, like, we talked a little bit today about, like, baseball romanticism, and we're both privy to that. We both are susceptible to baseball romanticism. But how can you not root for a guy like this?
Yeah. I have a little more romanticism. I mean, that's why I'm the police.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
You're definitely the police today. Usually you're not. Usually you're just waving people through.
Yeah, I'm putting up barricades all over the place.
Yeah, today it's like putting those strips down where people roll by and their tires get blown out.
Wear your seatbelts. I'm going to pull you over and see if you got a seatbelt on. Go ahead.
It's true. This is what Matthew Boyd feels about having his family at Wrigley watching him pitch.
I'm grateful. You know, it was really special. I mean, the day before opening day, I was walking around the field with my dad. I showed him the clubhouse and we got to walk on the field and, you know, walk around. He got to go touch the bricks and, you know, see the ivy up and close. And you could see the emotion kind of overwhelming. That was overwhelming to him. And you know, his first words he said, he goes, "Wow, what I would give to switch spots with my dad right now so he could witness this." And and I say that I don't think I understood the gravity of it. Like I don't think I fully will, but, you know, my dad does. And to see, I think anyone who knows, you have that love of family and you know those people that you love and you see what something means to them. I mean, playing for the Cubs will always be something that was a dream of mine, but to see it, to do it and then have my dad have the emotions and knowing that he has the emotions for his father. It's just something that I'm like, I've got chills kind of saying it. It's just really special. And I have a ton of gratitude just wearing this uniform.
How can you not be romantic about baseball?
This is what I'm saying, man. His dad wanted to switch places with his late grandfather. It's beautiful. And this is why you can't turn the seventh inning stretch into a TikTok video. That's why you can't do it.
When you see Matthew Boyd be announced, know that that's what's getting announced.
Oh, that's a good call, man, because the All-Star Game, it gives you those kind of special moments.
It'll be odd for people because they're like, wait, who's Matthew Boyd? But we wanted you to know who Matthew Boyd is, what he's representing, as he's representing you as a Cub fan next Tuesday. That's the representation that we're talking about.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And so many of those dudes will have a story. Like,
yeah.
Think
about Marte. Could tell Marte's story this year.
Sure.
And what that is. There's a lot of stories, but I'm glad that we could spotlight this one.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.